You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by FNB. So earlier today at the Goodman Gallery here in Johannesburg, the team at FNB provided us with their Retirement Insights Survey results. This is the fourth year that they have been running this particular survey and providing the market with their insights. We're going to be taking a look at these findings in a bit more detail with the head of product at FNB Wealth and Investments, Sam Gelozwane. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Sam, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Give us an overview of the particular survey that you run and what it was intended to achieve when it was initially launched 4 years ago.
Thank you. Hello to all the listeners out there and hello to you. The survey is called the FNB Retirement Insight Survey. This is our fourth, edition of the survey. And what we try to achieve with this survey is to actually unpack the retirement readiness of South Africans. We're basically testing, are South Africans saving for retirement? Are they actually having the right tools where they're saving for retirement? We are actually checking on their confidence with regards to the plans that they're actually making, when it comes to retirement planning. And that is basically with regards to those that have not yet retired. But for those that have retired, with the survey, we check whether they actually, how are they experiencing retirement, is it in line with their expectations or things that are different from what they were expecting, and also just to find out if they were actually had to go back 20 years or 30 years earlier, what type of lessons, what type of things would they have done differently in regards to retirement planning and retirement saving. That's what we're trying to look for with regards to the survey. And then in terms of unpacking the survey, it then helps us to understand people, how they engage with retirement, and also gives us, tools that can help us to actually enable people to retire better and improve their confidence scores as they're saving for retirement.
Sam, let's get into some of the insights from this year's survey. What did we focus on and what did we learn about the retirement readiness of South Africans?
Thank you. I think that's a great question. And maybe I'll split it up, in terms of engaging with regards to the statistics that we actually unpacked on the survey. Maybe let's look at the under 60s. What we see there is that about, three quarters of the people that are actually saving for retirement, they have retirement annuities, which are basically the structured retirement savings products that we expect them to have as they're saving for retirement. However, the interesting part around it is that most of them are not confident around, their retirement readiness. And this speaks to the fact that they're probably not aware in terms of, are they saving sufficiently on these particular products for retirement? Do they have the right underlying solutions as they are saving for retirement and all that? So that's basically what we're unpacking with regards to those that are under 60. And then we looked at the barriers for those that are actually do not have, retirement, solutions or are not making plans. They're highlighting a number of barriers. So we see that 53% do not have, this retirement plans. And they're saying, my barriers is actually the fact that I believe that I do not have sufficient money for me to save towards retirement. Others are saying, as much as I do not probably have money to save, I think the state is going to take care of me. So those are the barriers that they are highlighting. Cost of living is coming out, strongly with regards to people, saving for retirement. And we are actually seeing those that are actually approaching retirement, and we are seeing that most of them are actually not planning on retiring, fully. About 72% of those in the private segment market, just to highlight to you, private segment market is usually starting around about people who are having a household income of above, 750,000 per annum. And it's a very small portion of the population in there. And they are able to actually have the liberty of extending because they have not saved sufficiently. And so they plan on actually extending, their working life. But those that are in the personal segment, which is the majority of South Africans, as much as they do not actually have not saved sufficiently for retirement, they kind of do not have options around continuing. So we're seeing that most of them are talking about actually taking up a side hustle, second profession, so that they can supplement, their retirement income. So that's what we are actually seeing with those that are actually approaching retirement. And then with those that are actually in retirement, we see that they also have, struggles when it comes to cost of living and how this cost of living is actually impacting their, you know, their retirements. We see a majority of the people are struggling with that, both on the personal as well as the private segment. And when we actually unpack as well with those that are in retirement, they're actually saying that, you know, 60% of them are saying, listen, if I paid off debt earlier, I think I was going to be in a better retirement position. And we see about 30% of those in the personal segment who are actually going into retirement with some debt, you know, and then those are the challenges that people are actually highlighting when it comes to their retirement.
Sam, when it comes to retirement, a significant portion of South Africans are having to go through things like extra income opportunities, side hustles, as you alluded to, because the cost of living is so significantly high and a lot of people can't actually afford to retire. If we are to look at that as perhaps the starting point for improvements, what should South Africans be doing today to improve their chances of achieving their retirement goals before they retire?
Thank you. That's a great question. And it's quite pertinent in that we are actually picking up the struggle with regards to cost of living being higher than expected to such an extent that some people are actually, you know, close to about 14% that dropping off, you know, having private medical care. That is those who actually have private medical care, and then they actually rely on the public system. So we're actually putting strain on regards to the public system. You know, some of them are cutting back on holidays, they're downsizing on houses and all that. So what we actually advocate in terms of, you know, trying to actually prepare for retirement is to have a holistic retirement plan. Start early having that particular plan and be able to actually set up structures which will enable you to save properly for retirement. So what we see is that people are saving for retirement, they get disturbed by emergencies whilst they are saving. So we're saying if you have a proper plan, you probably have money that is set aside for emergencies, you're actually reducing your debt on a monthly basis, or you're having structured debt that is actually slightly different and less, you know, costly. You have some policies that are going to cover you in the event of when life happens. So you've got all those things. Once you have all those things, that does enables you to have a much more stable retirement plan. You do not get disturbed, and you are able to actually have a proper plan, and you can stick with the plan over a long period of time.
Planning for retirement is something that is essential and something that everybody needs to be focusing on, regardless of where in your retirement planning journey you are. The latest FNB Retirement Insights survey suggesting that South Africans need to improve their retirement readiness if they are to retire comfortably. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Head of Product at FNB Wealth and Investments, Samukelo Zwane, joining us to reflect on the Retirement Insights survey that FNB has been putting together for the last 4 years. This interview was brought to you by FNB, the FNB Retirement Reality Gallery, where insight meets experience.
What does retirement really look like in South Africa today? It's more than a number in a bank account. It's freedom, security, purpose, and peace of mind. FNB is bringing retirement planning to life through art. They've launched the Retirement Reality Gallery, an immersive exhibition inspired by the 2026 FNB Retirement Insight Survey. From rising living costs and healthcare concerns to legacy and financial independence, explore the realities shaping retirement through the eyes of some of South Africa's leading artists. Visit the FNB Retirement Reality Gallery at Goodman Gallery, Rosebank, from this Thursday, 16th to 19th July, and experience the story behind statistics. Best of all, entry is free. Brought to you by FNB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.